fans will receive a Logan Ohapi bobblehead courtesy of Miller's Children's and Women's Hospital. Visit angels.com/promotions for more.
Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best in racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Santa Anita to Churchill Downs and from Gulfstream Park to the top New York tracks. Enjoy our comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large green TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Make your plans now for racing's biggest day. You can reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire Clubhouse Ride and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us 6 days in front of the 150th Kentucky Derby. Boy, where does the time go? But everybody that's running on the grounds there exchanged text messages yesterday with Phil D'Amato. He's got Stronghold. Of course, he's the big hope from California. And Phil kind of back and forth on airplanes. Want to wish them all the best. And if you like Stronghold, well, you're of the belief that he's got a lot of upside. I happen to think he does. Whether or not he's got enough, time will tell. Because the top two, Fierceness and Sierra Leone, they've got really lofty figures and tons of talent. They have both apparently worked sensationally in preparation for the Run for the Roses. Let's get back to upstate New York and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragazin Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing well and really feeling good about one result in particular yesterday, John. I got to get this out at the top. The very last running of the San Francisco Mile yesterday, Golden Gate Fields, of course, is going to go out of business in mid-June. The Grade 3 $175,000 San Francisco Mile on turf yesterday went as the seventh race. And who wins it? My old boss at Santa Anita, Ron Charles. And, of course, he was known for so many years with those you know, kind of Cal State Fullerton colors, checked orange and royal blue with Clear Valley Stables, partners with a guy by the name of Sam Gordon on a lot of horses they've bought at modest prices coming in from England. And this is a seven-year-old gelding in a blanket finish, and he got it done under Irving Orozco. So happy for trainer Manny Badia, who I met back in the late 80s at Del Mar. A solid, solid guy. Worked for many years as an assistant to Bill Morey, but happy for Ron Charles and everybody involved to get the money in the finale, really up there. The last stakes race to ever be run at Golden Gate Fields, yesterday's Grade 3 San Francisco Mile with an English bred by the name of Llamas, John.
No question about it. And Mike, Ron Charles was a friend of the better. He was a friend of the $2.
Absolutely.
He was a friend. I mean, he helped the little guy. He helped the game in ways that people will never realize what he did. I mean, he was great for the game, no question about that.
Solid, solid guy. So happy for those connections yesterday. And as we said here, I think, a couple of weeks ago, John, you're going to see a lot of emotion as we near the finish line at Golden Gate Fields. You don't operate someplace since like 1941 and then just have it go away and there's no feeling. There's going to be a lot of it, and wish everybody up there all the best. But congrats to Ron Charles, Manny Badia, everybody involved with Lamas, along with Irving Orozco, rode a hell of a race. John, 6 days away from the Derby. I thought Churchill did a great thing yesterday. They had the Oaks and Derby entries between races. They've got their full cards drawn for next Friday and Saturday. That means guys like you, you've got all the ammunition you need, John, and really looking forward to the run-up. And I think it's a good thing getting this information out early.
No question about that, Mike. The players want to have easy access. It makes things a lot easier. You don't have to rush the last 2 days. It's just a fantastic thing. By the way, the draw, no one got a worse draw than Sierra Leone. He drew the two posts. He has zero early
speed. Don't like it.
The horse on the rail has no choice but to go full steam ahead in that spare knock, because last time he ran, they experimented and tried to take him off the lead, and a complete disaster. So they will not be that again. You know one thing, he's going full steam ahead, which now leaves Sierra Leone on the rail. The problem is, he could stay on the rail and pray it opens up and the Red Sea parts and he gets through and he wins, or he's got to take back and circle 19 horses. In either case, Tyler Gavilion really is going to have to make some quick decisions. And, you know, the two posts, not good. And as far as fierceness is concerned, believe it or not, no horse has ever won from the 17 post. Not that that means anything, because who knows? Maybe they were all 50-1 shots. I'd like to know how many favorites got beat from the 17 post. In either case, neither one is really very happy with their draw, I don't think.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, my opinion is I really like fierceness drawn there, because he's got tactical speed, much less chance of traffic issues, certainly early on. You got that long, long run to the first turn. Hopefully they sort themselves out. I think he falls into a perfect trip under Johnny V. He's going to really take some beating, in my opinion.
The only problem, Mike, is he's never passed the horse. The three wins he's had, he's made leads, and he won. You know, let's see what's going to happen. It's just going to be really interesting, and it's a jockey's game as much as the horses. And it's just interesting. Let's see what happens. Mike, I had an idea that I threw out on the other show that I was doing. Do you think that they should let the guys that get the most points choose their post position? You got 140 points, you choose first. You got 130 points, you choose second. So on and so forth. It'll add a total new dynamic to the point system. Guys will have to run more races and figure out if they have enough points and if they want to, you know, take another shot so they get a better post position. I just thought it was a little interesting. It's something different, and it would add a new dynamic to the game.
So you're calling for us to just throw out the old phrase, luck of the draw, right?
Yeah.
That's horse racing, huh? It does have merit, John. It actually does make quite a bit of sense. I don't know.
You got 140 points back, and you get stuck on the rail, and a guy that slipped in with 50 points gets the eight post. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to me. But what do I know?
Yeah, I don't know as an advocate if that's a hill I'd want to die on, but it's got some merit, John. It does. Yeah.
They do it in the draft, you know. You move up in the draft, you move down in the draft. Well, it's the same kind of idea, I guess. It's just something different, that's all.
John, I don't want you to give away the store, but I want to let you know I've got Matt Nakatani coming on toward the bottom of the hour. He represents Umberto Rispoli. This jock's hot. He won three yesterday. And he went back to work endlessly for Pete Erton. Of course, he comes off that win on synthetic Tapita in the Jeff Ruby up at Turfway Park. But I'm interested to get Matt's thoughts on this horse. There'd been, you know, some consternation. I meant Michael McCarthy. There had been some consternation as to, you know, running on the dirt. Or apparently McCarthy wanted to run in a turf stake on Derby Day. So, well, I just have to wait and see. Apparently, he worked pretty good.
Yeah, but working good and getting kicked back in your face for the first time when you never had to deal with it is a totally different situation. Listen, he worked well. That's all you can do. So you give him a shot to go.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing happened with Encino. The Coxburn was not going to run. They were pointing towards the Preakness, but he worked so well the last time he worked that the horse gave himself the opportunity and deserves the chance to run in the Derby. So, you know, again, that was another one that couldn't handle. They thought it was a synthetic horse, and there he turned around and he won last time out on the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know till you try it.
I know, and so therefore, I can't blame the Ammermans, John and Jerry Ammerman. You know,
you get one shot, Mike. You get one shot at the Derby. You take it. So if it's a dud, it's a dud. But at least you can say you were there.
And they're in their 90s. You know, hey, go ahead. Take a shot.
Take a chance, of course.
Yeah. Good people. They've invested a lot of money in the game. They own a nice farm here in Temecula. Listen, a lot of attention going to be focused, I think, on weather. I just checked the 10-day forecast in Louisville. And there is the prospect of rain some Friday and then maybe a bigger chance on Saturday. That could change, John, but, you know, that's a factor.
One thing about Churchill, though, Mike, it dries faster than any drought
really does
in the country. I remember there were days when it was pouring rain early in the morning. It was a quagmire, and by the third, fourth race, it was fast. I don't know what they do with the water, but they have a system there, and obviously a terrific drainage system. Because that track dries out faster than any track.
John, I was at one Derby. It was in 2004, the year Smarty Jones won. I had my big horse, McCann's Mojave. We ran second to Spikestown in a grade two going 7/8 called the Churchill Downs earlier in the day. After our race, the rain hit. John, I'm serious. There were empty beer cans floating across the main track past the wire. And I'm thinking, man, is this thing in danger? Well, the rain let up, you know, not completely, but it let up. They had that thing good for the Derby. I mean, it was still wet, but it was a good racetrack. So you're right.
Yeah, and that was an hour later. So, you know, if they get the rain early, it opens plenty of time. The problem is if it rains, like, right before the race or during the race, well, then they'll have to deal with it. It's just part of the game.
Yeah. All right. Hey John. Boy, a lot to talk about. Going to be getting into our cowbred situation with John Lindo in a few minutes. The Chosen Vron, just something special in the Kona Gold yesterday. Apparently next start, it'll be against cowbreds and the Thor's Echo. And then it's on for a title defense in the Grade 1 Bing Crosby. And from there, I know Eric is really hoping this horse can show his best this time in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. He ran a good race last November at Santa Anita. They'll be at Del Mar. Looking forward to the rest of the summer into the fall with the Chosen Vron. 17 career wins, 16 of them in stakes, John.
One at a time, Mike. You got to take them one at a time, but he is really amazing. And it's amazing. He won the Kona Gold, and what happened? Kona Gold got snubbed again this week.
Unbelievable.
This week by the Hall of Fame. He reminds me of Bill Hodges, if you remember him from the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Number 14.
He couldn't get into the Hall of Fame. They waited until he was dead for like 15 years, and then they put him in. Well, that's what Kona Gold reminds me of. Just no respect. He belongs in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
It's not even a question about it, and he just keeps getting snubbed. I don't get it.
All right, John, let's get to it. Can we make some money? Where are you going?
Yeah, Mike, let's look at the seventh race today at Aqueduct, 7 furlongs on the main track. And by the way, it is a beautiful day in New York today. And I like the number 9 horse in here, Can't Beat the Rock. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the David Jacobson barn. Drew a line through his last race. He came back on just a 6-day turnaround after running a huge figure 2 starts back. He bounced last time out. He's got enough time today. 8-1 on the morning line. Isaac Castillo for David Jacobson. Number 9, Can't Beat the Rock, runs a big one in today's 7th race at Aqueduct.
Post time for the 7th at the Big 8 today, 4:34 Eastern. We've got the entries for Oaks Day, Derby Day, Friday and Saturday at Churchill. When is your stuff going to be up at JONHARDON.com?
I'm aiming for Tuesday night. We plan on working something tomorrow morning, and hopefully we'll be done by Tuesday night.
And you're getting into Vegas earlier this year because last year you had some logistical issues, I believe. And so you're going to get
hell,
in.
Mike.
What's that?
A trip from hell last time. I was in an airport for like 9 hours. I'd go a day earlier this time and see if that works out better.
Exactly, and you're going to have the big Derby seminar the night before, 6 p.m. There at the South Point. It should be a great weekend over there. I wish I was with you guys, John. Enjoy it. Thank you so much. We'll bring you out to Santa Anita here at the end of the show, hour two.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. Let's get to Santa Anita right now, and a guy who's he might be a little bit distracted as we're talking this morning. He's an old friend by the name of Mark Kofer, if that name rings a bell. His dad was named Riley Kofer, a big-time trainer here in California for many decades. If you remember, a gray horse named Jacqueline Klugman, I believe he ran in the 80 Kentucky Derby. And, you know, he was a very, very good horse, and Riley Kofer had a lot of those. Mark Kofer, again, a longtime friend of mine, trained in his own right and then went to making money in real estate. He's part owner of a horse in race one today at Santa Anita by the name of Graze My Heart, trained by Jeff Mullins. Hey, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm fine. Thank you.
Thanks for being patient. I know you got another horse working this morning. What's going on with that?
Well, we got him out early, so I'm all yours.
So you're freed up for radio, right?
Yes, I am.
Well,
here I am.
Set the record straight with Jacqueline Klugman. Was that 80 or a little bit after that?
You know, my memory's not that great, but I think you're correct that it was 80.
Yeah.
And that was just before I actually went to work for Pop. So I watched it from home and was just levitating watching the horse run.
Yeah.
That's the year that the Philly Genuine Risk won the Derby. And
80.
He ran third.
Yeah. And he was I believe he was by Orbit Ruler and went on to have a pretty good stud career here in California as well. Right, Mark?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Orbit Ruler was my dad's stallion.
Yeah, and a pretty good horse in his own right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the filly today by Grazin. Graze My Heart. She's the two horse in race one. Good spot for you. Second start off a long layoff. You made a good claim for $50,000. She won a California-bred stake for you, the California Cup Oaks, $200,000 early January a year ago, but went to the bench. Now she's coming back, and again, because she broke her maiden for a $50,000 tag, she's eligible for this spot. You get a new rider today in Juan Hernandez. You're 4-1 on John White's morning line. Talk about the filly and your hopes second time out off a long layoff.
Well, you know, if you've been around racing a long time, you know these horses have ups and downs, and you got to go with them and help them through. We just had a bunch of minor setbacks along the way, and here we are after almost a year we got to run. But I think she really needed that race, and if you watch the race, you could kind of tell she was very fresh. She ran closer than she typically does. She usually comes from off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she ought to be fitter, and if you look at her form, if you ever watched her run, she's never, ever run a bad race. I mean, she just lays it out every single time. She's always trying. And so we love her, and I think if she comes back as good as she was, you know, over a year ago and comes back to that form, she ought to be tough.
Mark, you love her along, and your wife Patricia does as well, and you guys love this game. That one of the main reasons I wanted to get you on. I wanted to get your take from a stakeholder standpoint because it's my opinion, I've said this many times, stakeholders, they tend to get overlooked. We listen to some of the loudmouths that would be best suited by shutting our game down, and I think we need to listen more to guys like you. I've known you. We trained together like 42 years ago as Bug Boys, clerks, mutual clerks at Santa Anita, January of 1982. You soon saw the light. You've made a fortune selling real estate. Me, I kept paying my dues. But anyway, Mark, obviously you've got a passion for the game. The purses here aren't what we'd like them to be, but they're still good. Just your thoughts about ownership in this climate and maybe some ideas.
Well, you know, I'm a minor player. I've got three horses in training now, and I do have a passion for California racing in particular. I like to be hands-on, so to speak. I like to come out to the track and watch the horses train. And because my dad was a trainer and I was around for a while, I kid myself and think I know a little something about them. So I really like to watch them. It would be very difficult for me to want to ship my horses out of state to run, but I have to tell you that the temptation, based upon the purse structure, is something else. And I can understand why people are leaving and taking horses and going elsewhere. I don't know what the answer is, but it seems to me that there needs to be more PR about how good this industry is for California and what it does. I don't see anything out there. I don't see any billboards or advertisement talking about how great this industry is and how much money it delivers to California. And that's why when they try to do anything to help this sport, it gets trounced at the ballot box. So I guess there's got to be a combination of people that get together and try to promote it, and I hope it hasn't gone too far. I'd hate to see the end of racing here in California.
And Mark, really, you know, I'm 1,000,000% in agreement with you. We need to let people know. Doug O'Neill's been beating this drum since the nightmare winter of 2019 at his own expense, letting people out there in the general public know about the number of people we employ. What on earth would happen if our industry went away to those people, the vast majority of which happen to be Hispanic, very hardworking, very dedicated, very loyal, and racing has been the, you know, a stepping stone to the American dream for thousands of families. Not only that, the money created in local economies, regional, countywide, you know, look at the San Gabriel Valley, and then the monies to the state of California. Again, Mark, there needs to be more advocacy on the game's behalf. Now, that said, I am hearing from people some encouraging things, perhaps, that maybe the Indian gaming interests are of a mind to get serious with us, talking about allowing us to maybe have some, say, like historical racing machines, something on that order to generate money for our purses. Because if we can't figure out a way to get monies from other sources other than just wagering for our purses, this is going to be a beyond heavy lift to stay in action, Mark.
Well, if you look at other tracks around the country that have casinos abutting or attached to them, you can see what the purse structures
obviously
look like. And, and you know, Santa Anita, I know that's valuable property, but, oh, my gosh, if something could be done here, how could it not be huge, and how could it even fail? I don't know. I'm not political enough to understand what it would take to have some gaming, additional gaming or casino or Indian involvement here. But, man, it would make the difference. It would make the difference.
Yeah.
Golden Gate wouldn't go away. If we had something like that here, it would support the entire industry in the state. And think about all the people that have poured, aside from the people that are just working and making a living here, think of the millions and millions of dollars of investments from people with horse ranches and breeding and trying to support this thing. What happens if California racing goes away? I mean, you're going to see devastation in that industry.
Yeah.
It's a sad day. I hope things improve. I can't imagine not being able to go out to the great race place and sit there and look at the most beautiful setting in the United States, for sure, to watch racing.
Yeah. And Mark, you and I have been doing it since we were kids, and I feel blessed to have had the opportunity and to be in this industry. Mark Kofer, want to wish you all the best with Grazed My Heart. Juan Hernandez aboard today. Hector Berrios apparently had a call for Antonio Garcia with a horse named Abhita. 7-2, you're 4-1. You get Juan, not a bad thing. Want to wish you all the best, and thanks for sharing your thoughts, Mark. Really appreciate it.
You bet, Mike. Take
right.
care.
You bet.
Talk to you.
Okay. Mark Kofer, part owner of Graze My Heart in Race 1. As advertised, we're joined now by top agent Matt Nakatani, son of retired Hall of Fame jockey Corey Nakatani. Hey, Matt, that's got a nice ring to it, huh?
Yeah, not too bad.
Listen, you represent Mario Gutierrez, Humberto Rispoli. Talk about Endlessly. working at Churchill Downs with Umberto, I believe, Friday morning. He flew back, and apparently the horse worked 47 and change. But I know you've talked to Umberto. Your thoughts on how you approach the Derby and running on natural dirt?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's the question mark for all of us. But you never know until you try it. So we decided to fly Umberto back Thursday night. He breezed endlessly Friday morning, and Umberto came back all smiles on his face. So that was the best work he's ever had over a dirt surface.
Nice. That's great, really. And I don't know if you heard me talking earlier with Jonathan Hardoon. It looks like there might be some rain in the forecast. I don't know what that would mean. Obviously, kickback can be an issue with horses that have been running on grass or synthetic, Matt, but it is what it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, they got to run the race for a reason. And, you know, like I said, we have high hopes. We know he's a good, honest horse, and, you know, sky's the limit. Until we run the race, we won't know what's going to be the result.
Hey, Matt, congrats on a big day yesterday with Umberto. He had three winners. He's got 8 stakes winners on the year, 6 of them at Santa Anita's Classic Meet. You're on 5 today. I just want to ask you about one of them. This is a stake horse, multiple graded placed. Dandy Man Shines, 2-1 for Jeff Mullins in race 5. Comes off, I thought, all things considered, a good 5th in the grade 1 Kilroy on Big Cap Day, March 3rd. He's got to have a huge look here at a mile in this 2 other than allowance.
Yeah, you know, obviously we tried to grade 1 last time. Didn't work out to the best scenario for us. You know, we've been trying to put a little speed into him, getting him closer to the pace, not giving him so much to do in his last 2 starts. But I think that's kind of backfired and just taken away from his style. But, you know, today we'll probably see a little more sit back and make one run. And, you know, that's where he's got his 2 wins so far, including the stake at Del Mar last year. So we'll look forward to him today. I think he's obviously a live shot today.
Matt, want to wish you all the best. Are you going to go back for the Derby yourself?
Absolutely. You know, there's a chance you can get in the winner's circle.
Well, you got a place to stay. You got a big edge, right? You're staying with your mom.
Yeah, I do. I have a place to stay. Yeah. Family's back there, so it's a good time every year. I usually go back this time of the year.
I love it.
See family, friends. You know, I'm not born in Louisville, but I'm from Louisville. I spent 10 years there. So
yeah.
It's good for me to get back there and see a lot of people. And like I said, you never know until we run.
Hey, Matt, last thing. You know, people say, hey, you know, Rispoli, he can be really demanding. I said, hey, you forgot Matt worked for his dad. So,
yeah,
I mean, you faced the fire hose of demands right out of the box. Everything else now, I'm sure you can handle with aplomb. I'm kidding,
yeah,
of course, but your dad was a little tough, wasn't he?
Yeah, I would say today my dad's still the toughest guy I ever worked for. But you know, Umberto has a lot of qualities that I see in my dad, and to me, it's great.
It's that competitive fire, am I right, Matt?
Absolutely. I love a guy that's competitive. We don't win a race in the day. You know, he's upset. He's pissed off, and I want that same, you know, that same person too. So, you know, we want to win as many races as possible, and we only come home with a smile on our face when we win.
Matt Nakatani, thanks for your time. Good luck today. Umberto Rispoli on 5, and, of course, he's on endlessly for Michael McCarthy in the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Good luck. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. We're going to step aside for just a couple of minutes. Coming back strong, as always, with John Lindo, Orlando Gutierrez. A big night tonight at Los Alamitos. They had a good feature race last night as well, the Cahuilla Bar. Millie Ball, Toby Terrell running the anchor lap. Top of the hour, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, followed by the great Frank Miramati, the voice of Santa Anita. Don't go away.
Angels Radio. AM 830.
Here at
David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, we have a great day of racing today that includes the Singletary Stakes. Next week, of course, it's the fabled Run for the Roses. You can watch and wager on the Kentucky Derby right here at Santa Anita. We will have the Californian Vintage Motorcycle Show along with live music in the infield, the wildly popular Michelada Rumble, a fashion show and contest, and we will offer a special Derby Day package that includes entrance, parking, a program, and a special collector's item t-shirt featuring Santa Anita Derby winner Stronghold. Come out and root on the hometown favorite in the biggest race of the year on a very big day here in SoCal. For all the details, you can go to santaanita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, big days, and world-class racing are all right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting, Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, Thoroughbred owners and breeders out there, it's not too late. You can get your mares to two top stallions up at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch in Clements, California. real close to Sacramento, they being Clubhouse Ride, sire of 21 winners at the recently concluded Classic Meet at Santa Anita, and Straight Fire, impeccably bred and getting precocious runners. That's Legacy Ranch. Give farm manager Terry Knight a call right now and let Legacy take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Give Terry Knight a call at 510-928-4989. Let's get down to Carlsbad, say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing great, Mike. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Speaking of Legacy Ranch, and, of course, they're very, very big in the California bred program of all kinds. There's so many reasons to breed here. But what about the Chosen Vron, John? I mean, he just rolls on. Apparently, Eric Kruljack really wasn't too sure about running in the Kona Gold, you know, open company. He thought there might be a couple of buzzsaws in there. But he just goes out and gets the job done. His 16th stakes win, 17 overall.
Well, Eric Kruljack is doing a masterclass job of training the Chosen Vron. He's listening to his horse. You know, he wasn't planning on running originally in the Kona Gold, but he had trained so well the last couple of workouts that he said, well, I better run this horse. And he supplemented the horse at entry time, ran yesterday, and now has 12 wins out of his last 13 starts. He's got 17 wins lifetime, 16 stakes. He's got more wins than Secretariat had in his career, $1.35 million in earnings. And it's just it's so much fun to watch because I tell you, Mike, these are the kind of horses that, as a young guy, I grew up becoming fans of. You got to see them. You got to see them often. And yet, even if he gets beat, he lays his body down. You just know he's going to try. So, you know, these are great. And it's great that, you know, you see a horseman being allowed to do horseman-like things. So many things now, you know, if you want to work today, maybe because the track is good instead of tomorrow, you can't do it because you have to get that permission slip to work. You've got to go through all the vet protocol to do it. So a lot of the horsemanship things have been taken away from the trainers. So to be able to see a guy being able to call his shots, that's pretty cool.
A six-year-old gelding and, you know, the Breeders' Cup being at Del Mar, that's the ultimate hook here. You know, I said earlier, apparently the plan is to run in the Thor's Echo. I think that's May 25th. Then July 27th, back for a title defense in the Grade 1 Bing Crosby at Del Mar. And then, you know, you know he likes that surface down there. And it's going to be game on, knock wood, for the Breeders' Cup sprint. What a story this would be if they're able to just get to the dance. And that'll be his second time running in the Breeders' Cup sprint. I actually bet on him last November, and he gave a very good account of himself. He could win this race if he's on his game, John. No question about it.
Well, I know if he's hitting head with somebody at the eight ball, he's going to win. He just knows how to win. And the good thing about it, Mike, the connections won't force his hand. If they give him a reason not to run to those kind of races, they won't. He's a gelding. He's a six-year-old. They're going to do what's best for their horse. And they've been getting rewarded now for several years because they're doing the right thing by the horse.
John, you're heading up to the South Point. You're going to be there for a Kentucky Derby seminar on Oaks Day night, 6 o'clock after the races. That'll be emceed by Ralph Soraka, a good friend who does Race Day Las Vegas on radio up there and has for many years, along with Jonathan Hardoon. I got a nice text from Steve Johnson in the race book. He says, don't forget about sports. He said, we've got props on every single NBA playoff game. John, I don't know about you. When you go to Vegas, you want to be doing a little bit of something, everything. Food and beverage specials all day on Saturday, Derby Day. They got a hat contest at 2 o'clock. And he also says, back to sports, Major League Baseball team totals on all games every single day. That's going to be one hell of a party up at the South Point this weekend.
You know, and even though it's getting warmer, you're going to see a lot of guys in their Vegas night jerseys because they're in the middle of the Stanley Cup playoffs out there, and they are huge out there in Las Vegas.
Exactly. Let's get to it. Who do you like today on the 9-race card at Santa Anita?
Well, you talked about Legacy Ranch. I'm going to go to race number 1, a daughter of Clubhouse Ride, number 6, Abita, who tried to win the Capital Allowance on the dirt last time after winning it on the turf the race before. She's not a dirt filly. She gets back on the grass today, gets a subtle class drop into a starter allowance, and I think she's really well spotted. There's speed to set her up. 7-2 on the program, number 6, Abita. race number one, Santa Anita.
And I noted earlier, it's worth mentioning, Hector Berrios off a Jeff Mullins filly by the name of Graze My Heart to ride here for Antonio Soto. Another, this is a mare that he's been riding. So they had to make that call, and I'm sure a lot of handicappers will go with him on that. A beat of 7-2, Graze My Heart at 4-1. John, thank you so much, and wish you and everybody else all the best at the South Point for that seminar. Folks that can't make it, they can catch the seminar live streamed at thoroughbredla.com and also at the South Point website.
Exactly. Thoroughbredla.com a little bit after 6 p.m. probably, but you can go to our website and check it out. And, we'll have to get you out there sometime, Mike, and join us.
Okay, I'd really like that. I really would. Thanks so much, John.
All right, good luck today.
Appreciate it. Hey, before we get to Orlando Gutierrez, a quick word about Western Rooter, owned by my good friends Mike Glenn, Larry, and John Batala. They're advertising now at Glendora National Little League. That's big time. And I got to say, that kind of typifies the kind of outfit they are. Family-owned for more than four decades. Go to westernrooter.com. See for yourself. Over 400 five-star reviews. If you mention Thoroughbred LA, they'll take 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West, and they're supporters of Glendora National Little League. Let's get down Catella. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Orlando, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
Good. 9 races tonight, 5:55 p.m. You got to carry over $10,200. Give us a quick recap, if you could. A very sharp 7-year-old took last night's Kauai Bar.
Oh, the great one. You can run a former grade one winner here at Los Alamitos. They gave him about a year off, Mike, and brought him back a little bit of rust towards the end of the year last year after that long layoff. But this season, he's just been tremendous. 3-4-3 already, winning the Kauai Bar against some younger foes. Respect your elders. You can run at the age of 7, get the Kauai Bar, now being pointed to the Spencer Childers. And just to mention, we had a lot of two-year-old races last night for debut runners. Dr. Ed Allred with a very impressive first-out winner by the name of Norco from a great family, Circle City, Nomadic, some great stakes runners. Looks really, really good last night, this two-year-old by the name of Norco.
Okay, looking at tonight, your feature is going to be an allowance, the 9th race. I understand you got a Brazilian bred of note running tonight in that 9th race.
Yeah, making his U.S. debut, the horse's name, Edberg Verde, is the richest Brazilian runner of all time down there in Sao Paulo, earned over $1 million reals. That's the Brazilian coin over there. That's about $250,000. Edberg Verde won a lot of the big races out there. They have a race called the Mega Race. He won that one down there. And horses that have won similar races include a couple of local stakes winners, horses that have won here at Los Sal. So he'll fit right into this allowance race, 9-5 on the morning line. Again, he has racing experience on his form. They show no racing line, but he does have plenty of racing experience down south in Brazil.
Okay, we got 9 races tonight. Again, you get underway at 5:55. Can we cash a bet?
I'm going to actually bet against number 5, Edward Verde. I'm going to go with the 3, BF Lizarageous. A mare that has competed against males many, many times, always very, very competitive, multiple stakes finalist. Last out, she broke really well, but kind of lost the path. Little horses kind of were all over the place, lost the path, ended up finishing fourth after a really good break. But I think just the overall experience from BF Lizarageous, she's always running good races, will give her the edge here over the first time out here. Edward Verde, first out in the United States. I'll go with the 3, BF Lizarageous at 5-2 on the morning line for trainer Paul Jones.
Post time for the 9th, 9-11 Pacific. Real quick, Orlando, tell us about opening times for Kentucky Oaks Day Friday and then Derby Day Saturday at Los Al.
Yeah, on Friday, our grandstand gates will open at 7:15 a.m. The Vessels Club and Burgers will be open at 9 a.m. No reservation needed for Burgers. You can just walk in. Same with Vessels Club. On Saturday, all gates will open at 7 in the morning. We do encourage you to call early for a Vessels Club table. No reservations needed at Burgards. Vessels Club and Burgards, $10 admission. The grandstand, $3 admission. As always, we offer free general parking. It's going to be a great, great day of racing, of course, followed by some nighttime action here at Los Al, some good stakes races next weekend.
Orlando, thank you so much, and all the best. Look forward to talking with you next Sunday right after the Kentucky Derby. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great day.
You bet. We'll step aside one final time here in hour one. Coming back strong, head up to Santa Anita. Check in with Millie Ball from XBTV, Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. Don't forget, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, Frank Miramonte, the great Frank Miramonte, the voice of Santa Anita. They're going to get us going in hour two. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Mazda, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Fans, we have a great day of racing today that includes the Singletary Stakes. Next week, of course, it's the fabled Run for the Roses. You can watch and wager on the Kentucky Derby right here at Santa Anita. We will have the Californian Vintage Motorcycle Show along with live music in the infield, the wildly popular Michelada Rumble, a fashion show and contest, and we will offer a special Derby Day package that includes entrance, parking, a program, and a special collector's item t-shirt featuring Santa Anita Derby winner Stronghold. Come out and root on the hometown favorite in the biggest race of the year on a very big day here in SoCal. For all the details, you can go to santaanita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, big days, and world-class racing are all right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Santa Anita to Churchill Downs and from Gulfstream Park to the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large green TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Make your plans now for racing's biggest day. You can reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get up to Santa Anita and say hello to the one and only Millie Ball from XBTV. Hey, Millie, how are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm good. Thank you.
I don't know about you. I need a little Uncle Chemo's right about now, but we're going to press on. Listen, Zoe Cabin, Michelle Yu were up at Golden Gate yesterday for the San Francisco Mile. You're home. What are you up to today on the satellite signal and with XBTV?
I will be hosting on the desk today. Michelle and Zoe made it back, I believe, and they'll be joining me on the desk. So it'll be the trio, the three musketeers on the desk, and then Peter Lurie and Jessica Piper will be out reporting and at the gate.
You know, Michelle picked the winner of the San Francisco Mile yesterday, and Zoe Cabman is now deaf in her left ear, is what she said. I'm sure you've been around Michelle. I mean, she doesn't hold much back. And
oh, no.
Sometimes you need a seven-second delay as well. I mean, she lets it out.
And the beat button.
Exactly. All right, let's get to it. Nine races today. But before we talk about that, what about the Derby situation? Any strong thoughts?
I still feel the same way. Even though FCS drew post position number 17, I actually think it's going to be perfect for him because he's so tactical. He's got good gate speed.
Totally agree.
So we'll be able to play the break from there.
Yep.
Sierra Leone, bit of nervous about him in the post position too, just because, you know, he comes from so far back. He'll be able to save ground from that post, but my big worry is he's quirky. He's going to be standing in the gate for a long time.
You got to have a lot of things go right, you know,
yes,
with his style,
it.
His style alone, and then that post. Don't like it. Yes. Millie, your best bet today at Santa Anita.
I'm going to race number 5. I'm going to Jeff Mullins' barn, and I'm going to pick Dandy Man Shines with Rick Foley aboard. This horse, I think he just sat a little too close to a fast pace in a grade one last time out. So I'm expecting him to come from a little further back. The competition's not nearly as stiff.
Right.
And I think if you can get 2-1, John White's 2-1 on the morning line, I'll pick Dandy Man Shine.
Totally agree with you. And by the way, a nice win on air last week. Tambo, owned by some great people, partnership. You know, this horse was picked out by Dennis O'Neill, but trained by
right.
Pete Erton now. I think we got 6:20, right, in kind of a short field. That filly is all heart, Millie.
Yes, she is. And the best part about it was the owner said to me before the race, I hope you haven't jinxed us. We heard you on the radio. If we do win, we want you to come in the winner's circle. So I am in that winner's circle
nice.
Picture.
Great job. Hey, Millie, take a bow. Thank you so much. Enjoy the Derby. We'll talk next Sunday.
Thank you. Bye, Mike.
All right, we'll close things up as we always do here in Hour 1 with Toby Terrell. As soon as he picks up, Jake Rich advises we're having a little trouble reaching him. So hopefully we'll get him. If not, maybe we'll squeeze him in Hour 2. Folks, a quick word. If you're looking for a new vehicle, don't wait. Toyota's offering great deals now, low interest financing, and these interest rates in all likelihood are going to be ticking up the way it looks. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, I can tell you from personal experience, you're never going to beat their customer service, their follow-up. You can get great financing deals now at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or South Bay Toyota on Camrys, RAV4s, Tacoma and Tundra trucks, along with 4Runners, hybrids and EVs. You name it. If you get over to Toyota of Orange, tell Robert Householder I said hello. And if you're looking for a Ford F-150 or anything in the Ford motor line, get into David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Folks, that'll do it for Hour 1. Coming back strong, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV, the voice of Santa Anita, Frank Miramati. A lot of shows straight ahead. Stay with us.
Preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, we have a great day of racing today that includes the Singletary Stakes. Next week, of course, it's the fabled Run for the Roses. You can watch and wager on the Kentucky Derby right here at Santa Anita. We will have the Californian Vintage Motorcycle Show along with live music in the infield, the wildly popular Michelada Rumble, a fashion show and contest, and we will offer a special Derby Day package that includes entrance, parking, a program, and a special collector's item t-shirt featuring Santa Anita Derby winner Stronghold. Come out and root on the hometown favorite in the biggest race of the year on a very big day here in SoCal. For all the details, you can go to santanita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, big days, and world-class racing are all right here at the great raceway Santa Anita Park.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Santa Anita to Churchill Downs and from Gulfstream Park to the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large green TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Make your plans now for racing's biggest day. You can reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. 6 days in front of the 150th Kentucky Derby this coming Saturday. And, of course, early gate openings everywhere. Encourage everybody, folks, if you live out in the San Dimas, Glendora area, Rancho Cucamonga, Upland, get into the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, Pomona. And Pete Perella is one of the guys involved. They're just an outstanding management team. I'll just tell you this. They are on top of things. They're very well run. A great audio-visual presentation. They've got enough clerks, a ton of self-service machines on at the Derby Room out there at Fairplex Park. And hope to see you out there one of these days. Great food and beverage menu as well at the Derby Room at Fairplex. Let's get to the phones right now as advertised. Say hello to Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV. Hey, Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing? Looks like a beautiful day for racing today.
You know, the weather is really getting good. And, you know, we had a pretty wet winter and a lot of uncertainty with the weather and this and that. We've turned the corner, Kurt. I thought yesterday's card was solid, and looking forward to today's as well. And obviously, a lot of people talking about the Derby.
Yeah, a lot going on, Mike. As for yesterday, I said earlier today that was an old-school card in the best way. That's like a card from 10, 15 years ago on a weekend at Sandy. A big field, depth to the races, great gambling product. And on that note, Mike, sometimes you don't need to gamble or make a bet to enjoy the sport. And I think the Chosen Ron was one of those occasions yesterday. That is one cool racehorse, Mike. Full credit to Eric Kruljack for the job he's done with that horse. I thought a picture-perfect ride from Hector Berrios. And that is just a nice horse, Mike, a treat to watch that horse run.
You know, Kurt, you look at the races going into them, X's and O's, and everybody wants to try and figure out how it's going to shape up. With this horse, it doesn't matter. I mean,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, if he needs to be close to the pace, he's close to the pace. He can adjust to any scenario. And then he's just, you know, if he's in a stalking position, he's like a big cat. And
yeah.
I give Happy Jack credit with the Tory 18-1.
He made
the Chosen Vron run. You know, Forbidden Kingdom, a horse who was big time 3-year-old. He was sent and paid the price. The Chosen Vron, as Frank said in the call, Kurt, he's the Chosen Vron. That's it.
Yeah, he's just a really, really nice horse, Mike. And you know, watching a race, I could tell watching a race, he had Forbidden Kingdom anytime he wanted him.
No question.
He's just a better horse. But to your point, Happy Jack, the way he ran, Mike, he's going to win that race 19 times out of 20. I mean, he could
not have
run better, right? And
yep.
He made the winner run. They ran in 14 and change. A lot of times, Mike, I'm skeptical of times. I wasn't yesterday. They smoked home. The rest of the field was dusted. Just really cool to watch that horse run yesterday, Mike.
Yeah, and unfortunately, John White told me that we still don't quite have – oh, here we go. The Chosen Vron got a 102 buyer, according to John.
That's about right.
Yeah, and then Uncorked, who we have not talked about, the Australian bred, she took the Royal Heroine at a mile on turf. She got a 90, but no surprise that the Chosen Vron was in triple digits.
Yeah, just good to see Mike looking forward to his next start. He's a horse who I think maybe kind of horse, Mike, in this day and age, we don't have many, maybe starting to bring a few people out. He's that type of horse with the wins and being California bred.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Kurt, let's talk Hall of Fame for a second. You and I don't often dwell on it because it's so subjective, and it's not just our sport, Kurt. And it gets frustrating, but things are beyond all of our controls. You know, so but Kona Gold to be snubbed again, it's disappointing because – the job Bruce Headley did with that horse, to have him in good form as many years as he was. And again, I think, you know, maybe there's a little bit of an anti-gelding bias or whatever. What about these horses that mean something to our game in terms of name recognition? And Kona Gold was one of those guys, you know, an incredible race record. Ran in the Breeders' Cup Sprint, what, five times?
I did the homework on him yesterday. I looked him up on Equibase, looked up his lifetime PPs. 30 starts, 14 wins, 11 graded stakes, $2.2 million in earnings. He ran in five straight Breeders' Cups, Mike. Won one of them in 107 and change. Yep. Ran second and third in another two. Definitely should be in the Hall of Fame, Mike. And I said yesterday he did something I don't think we'll ever see a horse do again. Do you really ever think we'll see a horse run in five Breeders' Cups?
Negative. No.
It's impossible, Mike. With the stallion values and with the mayor, no mayor's going to run five times.
No.
They're worth too much money. That will never, ever happen again, and you can't say that about many things in racing. So, and that horse should be in the Hall of Fame, no question, Mike.
And Kurt, as you always do, you made so many salient points yesterday on FanDuel. I didn't catch all of it, but I did hear you and Simon Bray talking at one point about the fact that this game – there's so many. It was a five-year-old first-time starter, Kurt, that won yesterday, and he ran huge.
Right.
And
huge.
Just, Simon, speaking from experience as a trainer, you've been an owner, so have I, the things that happen and the money that's expended, the effort, you get close, hey, you get the phone call, hey, she tied up.
Right.
You get the phone call, look, we got a little feeling in the ankle, but we're going to be okay with time. You get on a roll, here's the phone call. Hey, I think we need to take a picture of this knee. I think maybe there's a chip there. And my personal experience, Kurt, every time we took the time, it paid off. But it's not easy to do, you know, especially with a horse that hasn't even started. And I'm so glad you guys kicked that around a little bit.
Yeah, a couple things, Mike. One, a pleasure to work with Simon yesterday. Simon and I don't get paired together much just because of our different shifts. And, you know, he's out of time a lot, and I'm usually at Sandy. That was a pleasure to work with Simon and talk about racing and talk about nuts and bolts and what's going on out there. As to your point, about horses, Mike, as you know from owning horses, you hit the nail on the head. Maybe not phone calls in this day and age, but those texts. Anytime you get a text 5, 6 in the morning, not good, right? It's never, we're doing great, and the race came up well.
Hey, meet us for a victory breakfast. We got Bloody Mary. That's never it. No.
Never it, Mike, and I know you've been through it. I've been through it. I know it's a good mare. I had to get the text one time. Look, she called it. She's in bad shape. We've been pointing her for a $250,000 stake in Delaware. We've been one of the favorites for, you know, got that call. She never ran again. But as you know, Mike, that's part of the game, and it keeps us all going. And you had to get that five-year-old to a race. And then, Mike, when the horse got antsy in the gate, I'm thinking, oh, man, this horse is just about ready to maybe be scratched.
I know it.
Especially
in
this day and age, right, with all the protocols. And I also said, Mike, I made a point to give full credit to Jay Slender and our gate crew.
I heard that.
That could have been a mess, right? I mean, that could have been a mess. That was on the rail. Getting antsy, he's 5 years old. You know he's got issues. So a great job by our crew in getting that horse out of there. Because that horse, as you saw, can really run.
Hey, Kurt, the name of the horse, Our Bucky Charm, race two yesterday.
Yeah.
Encourage everybody, go to Racetrack Network Television and watch it. He's got a ton of talent, but here we are, almost May of his five-year-old year, and he just got to the races yesterday. And then, as you said, he's unruly in the gate. He had the rail, but Jay, the crew, they took their time. They got him in there, and we're all the better for it. I mean, he ran huge. It was good to see him finally get a chance. And these people, Sluggo Racing, man, they put their money up. Mike Pipey.
They do.
Consummate horseman. Just glad to see him get the money.
Yeah, Mike, as you said, people put their money up. And you know, again, from owning horses, the bills that pile up, getting a horse to a race as a five-year-old.
I mean,
just the farm bills and the vet bills and everything else, transportation. So, it was nice to see some of those performances by fast horses yesterday.
Again, Kurt, I'm kind of like a broken record, but I say this. We need to consult with the stakeholders in this game, the people who really – make it go
money.
Instead of those that really their intention is to shut us down and they're always looking down their nose at the entire industry. It's wrong. It's really
100%.
Wrong. Yeah.
100%, Mike.
Kurt, let's talk post positions. I've heard you in years past. Post position doesn't mean much for the Derby.
Right.
Kurt, if you're Sierra Leone, that two hole is no bueno, pal.
It's not good, Mike, but again, Mike, to me, the post positions are almost inconsequential. Once in a while, it matters. And again, hey, everyone handicaps their own way. For me, it's so far down the list, I barely look at it. My thinking, Mike, and it's always been this, in that kind of field with a quarter-mile run, if you can't get position in a quarter of a mile into the first turn, you're in the wrong race. You're either not tactical enough, you got a bad rider, whatever. Once in a while, somebody get wiped out of the gate, but I don't think that matters what post. The 12 horse could come in on you. The 2 horse could come in on you. So I just don't put a lot into it, Mike. You got the right rider, you establish position, and if you can't, that's the way it goes. I'm just not a big position guy, and when I hear the stats, this post hasn't won, that's just nonsense. That to me is meaningless, Mike. So anyway, but again, hey, to each his own, and sometimes I go too far on some things, and maybe post is one of them.
Well, I think styles are important. I remember Eddie Dalhousie saying, He won a Derby basically on the lead in 83 with Sonny's Halo in 82. I don't know how he did it. He got a fast pace to exploit with Gato del Sol for Eddie right. Gregson. He says, I don't care what anybody says. It's easier to win the Derby when you're up close. Obviously.
No because, question.
You know, when you got the dead wood coming back to you, you got issues, baby. And I think Fierceness gets a great post. With his style, 17, with that long run to the first turn, they should be able to sort themselves out, and he should be getting a really good trip with Johnny V. That's just the way I see it. Sierra Leone, you talk about style, he's got to have a lot of things go his way just if he doesn't get shut off. You know, I mean, and being inside like that, boy, that's going to be a tough assignment for Tyler Gaffalione.
Yeah, and Mike, to your point, you use a word I use often, deadwood, and I think it's not post position. It's running into those horses that are falling apart.
They're tiring.
And
they're coming back to you.
You got to pick your way through and weave around, and that's where the guy on the horse gets paid the money to make those decisions, like the guy on Rich Strike, Leone, did years ago. Couldn't have rode a better race, rode a picture-perfect race and had to. So I personally think, Mike, the favorite is an absolute slam dunk. I don't see how Fierceness gets beat unless he gets in trouble. He's faster than all the horses. He's got one of the best trainers in the world. He's got one of the best riders in the world. He's tactical. I don't think he needs the lead. His last race was sensational. He's trained great. If I get 5-2, Mike, I'm forgetting exactas and tries and supers. I'll take that and make a very large win. But I think he absolutely stands out in this year's Kentucky Derby. Again, unless he gets slammed coming out of the gate or some unforeseen thing. But I just think he's too fast. And I don't think it's a real deep field, Mike. And the reason I say that, it comes back to the Baffert factor. A couple Baffert horses would have been in there in place, or a couple of slower horses who really wouldn't have been in there. I just don't think it's a depth-laden field.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've only had this strong of opinion, Mike, in the last 10 years twice, and fortunately both times it worked, California Chrome and Justify. I thought those two couldn't lose, and I don't think this horse can. So I'm going to participate in the mutual pools and hope for the best. I'm looking real forward to it.
Well, Kurt, you'll be honored to know that our good friend Toby Terrell with Winner's Card, we were unable to get him live in hour one, but he sent over a text. He says, back up the truck. Fierceness is the way to go on the Derby. And, by the way, also in race 9, Toby liked number 4, Vibez, Frankie Dettori for Pete Urton. Hey, Kurt, I know you're enjoying being on track these days, doing a great job. You know, enjoy your work on FanDuel. Can we make some money today on the 9-race card? We'll tee it up at 1 o'clock.
I hope so, Mike. Just one other note on here, Mike. I wanted to mention Stronghold because I'm rooting for his owners. I've got to know them just a little bit, and they put a lot of money in the game, Mike. They're old-school, nice people who own
owner breeders, yeah.
Right, who did the – and, again, back to how big a project that is. And I think that'll run well. I don't know if he's fast enough to win, Mike, but he'll get a great trip, and he's going to fire. So, anyway, let's get Stronghold a good trip in a Derby.
Well, Kurt, and along with that, I really do believe he's part of what depth there is. He's got real upside. I believe that.
Nope.
I believe in Phil D'Amato. And like he has said, he has not even come close to squeezing the lemon dry. This is a horse who's eligible to improve quite a bit, and he'll need to, but we'll see.
Yeah, and on that note, Mike, and something I've always liked in three-year-olds and this time of the year, he's been in dogfights. He's been in two of them. He's been in two absolute battles with Baffert horses, and he's come out in pretty good shape both times. So I think he'll run well, but I think the favorite's a standout. Let's make some money for the pick six, hey, Mike. Let's go to the third race on the card, a good allowance race on the turf. I like the 7 Refocus for Doug O'Neill and Mario Gutierrez. Two-time winner against mostly one-time winners because one of the wins was against Calbred. Good win, two back, flat race last time, but I think he can bounce back, and he does have turf pedigree. The Dam was a turf winner. He's related to a turf winner, and I love the draw on these turf sprints being outside there. So let's take number 7, Refocus, 3-1 in the third race. That builds our pick six bankroll for this good Sunday card.
Okay, Kurt, and then what's your schedule with FanDuel today?
I am driving up right now, Mike, because I got the early shift. I'll be on at noon. I'm on for the first 4 on the set, and then I'm going to report for a couple races. So good variety pack today, Mike.
Look for it. Last thing, Kurt, I think you agree with me. We haven't talked. I like the fact we got 2 separate meets. You clean the slate. Everybody's fresh, and you got a new race in the jockey and trainer standings. We've been doing it in minor league baseball forever. But I think it's a good thing. I really do, and hopefully this meet we can – I was a little disappointed yesterday with the kind of card we had. that we'd handle just a million on track, but that's just the way it is these days. 11.1 million overall, but I like the fact that we wipe the slate clean and we begin anew.
Yeah, I do too, Mike, and you saw it, I think, in some of the field size. You know, an extra week or two gave horses a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
I think, Mike, in retrospect, what kind of hurt yesterday is Churchill Downs opened. You know, they opened with a 3 o'clock post, and those races take a huge, gigantic handle, as you well know.
Yep.
So I think that cut into it because usually, Mike, on Saturdays, there's nothing starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
No.
I think that was a little part of it.
Kurt, usually getting to 3:30, we're clear of those Eastern, you know, heavy heads. Not
there's
the case yesterday. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Marathon day at Churchill. Kurt Hoover, thank you so much, and we'll try and get lucky with a 7. Refocus. Mario Gutierrez, Redham Racing, and Doug O'Neill. You know, you got to get out to Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, Kurt. Doug likes to say.
It's morning time, but your commercial made me hungry earlier.
Save a taco, eat a pizza, get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars out there in Laverne. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right. The biggest pizza in Turfdom joins us. Pizza guy, I should say. The biggest pizza guy in Turfdom joins us right now. The voice of Santa Anita, the great Frank Miramonte. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you, my son?
Good. You got to talk to Doug O'Neill. He needs to get you on the payroll. You go out there and promote Little Caesars in Laverne. I'll tell you, that would do it because I know your pizza.
I'm a big pizza fan. I found a brand-new pizza place yesterday called Secret Pizza. It's about a 20-minute drive from Santa Anita. And I was reading some article, and I went and tried it, and it was weird because they had Sicilian Saturday because they were out of the regular dough for some pizza event today.
Huh.
It's a pretty cool spot, and you just take Huntington forever, and you'll eventually get there. Look that up. That's my latest new spot. I got to try their regular one this next week, but the Sicilian was just fine.
Frank, enjoying your work day in, day out. I mean, you bring it every single race. Am I right or wrong? But I just sense that you're more self-confident than ever, Frank.
I am, and you're supposed to be. You have to. I always say to people in life, no matter what you're doing, whether you're selling, you're doing this, you're doing that, you have to have confidence. You just picture a boxer. You put your hands in front of your face, you're going to get knocked right in, feeling like you own it. And certainly I've been coming to Santa Anita for a long time. I learned my craft in the stands from listening to the greatest of all time, Trevor Demon. I will always give him the credit because his brilliance has inspired my career. And, you know, I really look at every race, and I it's kind of hard to explain this, but I really watch races thinking about Trevor Demon because that's the way I always listen. And I try to make sure that I just am identifying what's happening and, you know, trying to control my opinion, and but at the same time, you know, share what I'm seeing as soon as possible. Like my job, it's like a Rubik's Cube. My feeling every race is just to try to, you know, paint a picture and be accurate. And so, you know, once in a while I'll make a commitment to a horse who doesn't get there. But in the end, I believe the audience trusts me. I certainly trust what I'm saying. And when I watch replays, I believe what I was saying. So when I do handicapping to do the seminar with Quigley, I'm like, I trust that guy. Because I know one thing, I may not remember, and oftentimes I don't remember what happened in a race. It's really scary because I remember races from the 80s better than I do the ones that happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that when I watch it, I will then know what I was thinking at that time. I can just tell from what I'm saying. And so I try my best because so many people are into replays now. I will try to point out the fifth place horse that was finishing well just so that people can, you know, I don't write them down. I have like 3 horses in stable mail. I don't do enough of that. I should, but I just try to, you know, give everything I have every race. And that's what I'm supposed to do. I don't deserve any awards for that. I'm at the great race place, and it's the honor of my lifetime.
Frank, I got to digress just a little bit. You were talking about boxing tactics, holding your hands up. You got to have that. So I can't help this. A story you told a few months back. I don't know if you're 12, 13, 14 years old, but things were kind of going south a little bit on the home front. Your dad made an executive decision to send you to military school somewhere down near San Diego. Were you 12 years old, Frank?
I was going into eighth grade, so whatever that was. It was 1980. I know this. When President Reagan was shot, I was standing at military school, so that was a long time ago.
1981,
yeah.
I was working third base at a game in Scottsdale.
Yeah, it was the Raiders and the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Well, anyway.
And I did win the spelling bee for that school, I might add. At least I'll give myself a little credit.
Okay.
That was one small highlight of a very miserable experience.
Well, we'll leave the academics aside. Back to the wrestling situation. You're a young kid, and you were saying you had this coach, and he's admonishing you to attack.
Oh, yes. I've got a show
Louis Herrigy, who was a wrestler. I didn't even realize that until we talked, one of our stewards.
His son's a really good wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to. I told him I'm going to bring him a picture of me in my wrestling uniform, and I'm going to bring that to him today. That reminds me, I got to show it to him. But yes, so we were in the auditorium, and there was a kid. I don't want to catch you off guard, but I was just a few pounds overweight. In fact, at the time, the head major called me into his office, and he looked at me and he said, "Hey, when are we going to drop 10 pounds of ugly fat?" I wish that was the truth today, that 10 pounds would do the job. But anyway, I was very short too. In eighth grade, I was in military school. I was last man, last squad. I was actually the shortest kid, which is crazy because I'm 6 foot now, and so I grew later. But anyway, we were in their military school, and there was a kid that was much, much smaller than me, and he had us in like this battle where he just kept saying attack, and we would go after each other, and the guy was just absolutely punishing me, kept flooring me, and one time I was just so exhausted. In fact, that's the last time I ran a mile, I want to add, too, was in military school because you couldn't stop. And I still remember that vividly. So, you know, that's a long time ago. But I do remember my last mile, for those of you following the workout reports, was back in 1980. But anyway, and I trailed the field then, but at least I finished it because you're not allowed to not finish back then.
Yeah.
But anyway, this kid kept absolutely punishing me. And what I did once, and my coach for football, my math teacher as well, Coach Temple, was a great guy. What a great man. I hooked up with him on Facebook not long ago, and we talked about the good old days. But he was watching, and he used to call me Freeman, as in Freeman McNeil, because I played football back then and all that with him. But anyhow, this kid was absolutely annihilating me. And what I did was, one of them, I just finally just took the beating and just didn't use any energy. And then I came after him one time and just absolutely buried him. And it was a great moment. But, you know, the scorecards read, you know, complete knockout by the other guy. But I got him once, something fierce, and I was way bigger than him. So when I put him down, I inflicted a little pain, and that made me happy. But other than that, it was a beating.
You were ready for the rest of your life. Hey, Frank, our time is real short. Did you want to try and come with a winner this morning on air?
Yes, certainly. I think I would definitely do that. And I also want to agree with everything Kurt said. I wouldn't add one word to what he said about the Kentucky Derby. I absolutely think Fierceness is a Triple Crown candidate. He is a freak.
Yeah.
So I just think people look too deeply into things, and I think Freak, you know, he's in another league. For our play today, I will go to the fifth race, and I'll go with number two, Allegato. Allegato really, for the longest time, with some of the greatest riders, just was hanging like something you could never believe. He was, you know, he was the allowance version of Hoxley Hill, and he could never get there. And I just think that Diego Herrera fit with him. I was very surprised with his last race when I was even watching the move. I'm like, are you kidding me? Is this horse actually going to win today? He always gets minor awards. But I think that this combination has worked and clicked. The horse he beat came back and ran okay yesterday, Faustin. And I just think that Allegato may have gotten the hang out of him. And I'm going to go with him, fifth race, number two. One other quick note on the military school thing. In order to ease the pain of that deal, my parents took me to Del Mar. I remember Answer to Music ran back then, Terry Lipham, long time ago. But that was like my way of, you know, just soothing the pain. I got to bet $2 across in every race at Del Mar, and that was my little, you know, pain pill for having to endure a year of military school. And I did give my dad the best speech of all time after eighth grade. And I told him he can't send me back there. I got a 3.6 grade point average. Let me have one more chance here. And I went to Beverly Hills High School. So that was of all the sales I've made, the one walking our dog Peaches with my dad on Elm Drive way back when was the best one I ever gave him. So I didn't have to go back to military school.
Frank, you turned it around. And, man, you're a joy to behold in the announcer's booth at Santa Anita. I say it unequivocally, the best in the country, the great Frank Miramati. Thanks so much, Frank, and all the best Derby weekend there at the great race place.
Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll step aside. Coming back real quick, like Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bob Mazursky. Don't forget Toby Callett, Jonathan Hardoon. On the back end here, Hour 2, Thoroughbred LA, on the home of the Angels, AM 830, and on the Angels radio app, KLAA.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
I do believe I'm feeling stronger every day.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Listen, we kind of bemoan the fact that Kona Gold got snubbed again by the Hall of Fame. Didn't get in despite really an incredible race record and managed so well by the late Bruce Headley over the years. Those who did get in, richly, richly deserving, certainly. 2018 Triple Crown winner, Justify, retired undefeated for Bob Baffert. And then Gunrunner, mucho horse for Steve Asmussen. Congrats to Joel Rosario at age 39. He's in, and it was just a matter of when with Joel. And then the late Joe Hirsch and the late owner, breeder, and Oak Tree Racing Director Clement Hirsch, both in as pillars of the turf. all parties, equine and human, certainly richly, richly deserving. Let's get up to Las Vegas right now and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, what's going on?
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Going good. Had a really, really good card yesterday at Santa Anita. We don't have a stake race today, but I think some good gambling races. Unfortunately, some of our handicappers are landing on the same races, different horses. That's the way it is. But I want to get your thoughts and what's going to be up at BetOnBruce.com and when, with all the entries out for Friday, Oaks Day, and Derby Day at Churchill Downs.
So the pretty much the same thing for both days. For the Kentucky Oaks, at the latest, Mike, that would be Thursday at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. You can check earlier. Don't worry about it. You click on Bruce's picks, and if the Kentucky Oaks is up there, you're good to go. Again, at the very latest, we'll be up at 6. You can check earlier. Same thing for Derby Saturday's card. Friday at 6 p.m. is the absolute late deadline, but you can check earlier than that. It'll be available all throughout the day, though, on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, terrific. And I know you knew Ron Charles. I was so glad to see him win the last ever San Francisco Mile yesterday, horse trained by Manny Badia. That was really nice. I really enjoyed it. And Ron, a guy who's put a lot of money in the game himself.
You know, a tip of the cap, too, because his operation has been brilliant over the years, buying these horses that had synthetic and some turf form. That's all they run at Golden Gate, Mike, and maybe some older geldings that didn't have a whole lot of value in Great Britain. He's done wonders with these horses. Lamas is the next one. It'll be interesting to see now with no Golden Gate what he'll do going forward. Will he bring horses to Southern California to maybe run on the grass? But Ron Charles is a very smart business guy, and it just very, you know, he's found value in these horses from Europe, and it's not easy to do that. Those European horses come at a much higher price these days. So tip of the cap, I think he took advantage of that synthetic track over there at Golden Gate and had great success.
7-year-old English bred gelding named Lamas, winner of yesterday's Grade 3 San Francisco Mile, and with the $150,000 purse, he picked up 90. His earnings now well in excess of $300,000 from 30 lifetime starts. Bruce, let's talk Golden Gate Fields today. Any strong opinion?
Yeah, let's go to the Golden Hour sequence, Mike. How about the seventh race, which is the finale today at Golden Gate? These are starter allowance horses, kind of on the low-end side, about $8,000 type claimers. And I really like the four Major Tom, who had a real good run there of six races. Talk about a consistent horse. 4 seconds, two wins. His race before last was his best. He won a starter race where he got in into a duel, or he made a quick move into contention, I want to say, and gutted it out in a very game performance. Here's where he found trouble. He jumped up into a straight allowance race. He was up close to the pace. Those horses are just too good for him. I'm willing to forgive that race. He's back in against his friends today. There's speed drawn on the inside. I think he can sit and wait here. Well spotted to bounce back. So in the seventh, let's take a look at the four Major Tom, my ode to David Bowie here, 5-1 on the morning line.
Bruce says it's a ground control to Major Tom, race 7, and post time for the seventh at Golden Gate, 5:23 Pacific. And they get started kind of late today, 2:15. And people say, hey, why is that? Well, because we're syncing up the last couple of races with the South, with Santa Anita for the Golden Hour wagers. So, anyway, post time for race 7, 5:23. They get underway up there today at 2:15. Come on down to Santa Anita. The water's fine, Bruce.
Let's go to the seventh race at Santa Anita, Mike. And I really like the rail horse here, Stolen Treasure, who got very good when he stretched out to a mile back in early December. In fact, his best race was his maiden breaker, I thought. From an outside post, he easily got over. He was very nimble to get to the rail, and he won a laugher. He made the lead easily. He more than held his own in a couple of dirt stakes races, one here at Santa Anita. Now, he's been away 3.5 months. If you look back, Mike, he crammed in 4 races in about an 8-week period. So I'm wondering if maybe this layoff was a little bit by design because he had so many races in a short period of time. He drops back in against the allowance horses today, draws the cozy rail. I think he's quick enough to make the lead again, and I think he's been begging to get back on the grass. So in race seven, I like the one Stolen Treasure listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
Okay, Bruce, and Stolen Treasure, of course, owned and bred by Redham Racing. And we've got Eddie Freeman, Edward Freeman as the trainer, Mario Gutierrez, Redham's go-to jock, 5-1 on John White's morning line. Post time for race seven at Santa Anita, 4:08 Pacific. Are you going to try and beat Fierceness in the Derby, Bruce?
I am. I don't trust him. I really don't know that, you know, look, if he runs his A game, he probably wins, but I think everybody's forgetting about his race before last when everything didn't go right. And, you know, the other thing, I know John and I were talking about this, you know, at Gulfstream. You know, if you watch that last race, and this happens at Gulfstream when you don't get rain, there's a lot of kickback on that track. And when you get in front and you have a decent horse there, it kind of discourages the closers on certain days. So, while I think he's obviously super capable, I don't trust him without an easy lead here. So I think, considering how short a price he'll be, I would look elsewhere.
For the rest of the story, go to betonbruce.com. Bruce, always a pleasure, and we'll talk in a week.
Take care, Mike.
All right, Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas, and say hello to Bob Mazursky. You can catch his selections, full grade and handicap, every racing day in all the Southern California News Group papers, they being the LA Daily News, Long Beach Independent, Whittier Daily News, San Gabriel Valley Tribune, Pasadena Star News, and actually many more. Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good. Speaking of the SoCal News Group, I can't say enough about the work Kevin Modesty's doing. I mean, with his Friday column, week in, week out, so much information. And a nice game story in this morning's paper, you know, on the Chosen Braun continuing to make history by winning yesterday's Kona Gold.
Yeah, the Southern California Group paper is very lucky to have Kevin. You know, he's done a good job. He, you know, was a horse racing writer many years ago. He's come back and do it now, and he's very, very good, obviously. And yeah. I just wanted to add something on Kona Gold that you said. You know, I think that if he had been based on the East Coast, he not only would be in the Hall of Fame, he would have been in a long time ago, but, you know, sometimes there is that bias, and I think that's what's affected him personally.
I can't disagree, Bob. There is quite often a little bit of a bias. It's an injustice. I think he's going to get in time, but it's just too bad it's taken this long. Everybody else richly deserving, Bob. We got to acknowledge that.
The candidate, there's a few others that – hopefully down the road will get in, like, you know, Doug O'Neill, I think, deserves to be in, and
no doubt.
At some point he will be.
Right. Bob, let's get to it. 9 races today. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to try to make it 2 weeks in a row. I got Quantum Energy home barely last week in the 9th race, so we'll go to the first race today. I like number 2, Graze My Heart. I think she just needed the race last time. She'd been off quite a bit of time. Both of her wins have been at this distance on this turf course, so number 2 in race 1, Graze My Heart for Jeff Mullins.
I'm scrambling with the text messages. What kind of a mutual did we get last week?
We got 1160 last week. So that was the horse just got up on the last jump, and it was a long photo, but she was able to get the job done.
Let's go for 2 in a row. Grazed My Heart is your selection, right?
That's correct.
I had Mark Kofer, part owner, on in hour one. Second start off the bench, 4-1, pretty enticing number just for me, Bob. I really mean it.
No, I think she should improve, and I think if she runs back to her best races, she's certainly good enough to win here.
Go for 2 in a row. Thanks so much, Bob, and have a great Derby. Bob, kind of he went underwater there, Jake, but we know he said thank you very much. We'll catch you later. Anyway, we'll catch you later, folks, right after this quick timeout. We're heading to South Florida. Going to be checking in with Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com, and then Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. He's running the anchor lap. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great day of racing today that includes the Singletary Stakes. Next week, of course, it's the fabled Run for the Roses. You can watch and wager on the Kentucky Derby right here at Santa Anita. We will have the Californian Vintage Motorcycle Show, along with live music in the infield, the wildly popular Michelada Rumble, a fashion show and contest, and we will offer a special Derby Day package that includes entrance, parking, a program, and a special collector's item t-shirt featuring Santa Anita Derby winner Stronghold. Come out and root on the hometown favorite in the biggest race of the year on a very big day here in SoCal. For all the details, you can go to santanita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, big days, and world-class racing are all right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best in racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Santa Anita to Churchill Downs and from Gulfstream Park to the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large green TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Make your plans now for racing's biggest day. You can reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. My thanks to Jake Rich. Jake, it just can't get much better than that. Chicago, one of the all-time great bands. Folks, hope you're enjoying your morning. Hope you're enjoying being with us. A programming note, Angels on Deck with Trent Rush at 12 noon. Game time, I believe, 107. Angels Twins here at the Big A. Let's get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com. Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. First things first. What's going to be your approach with TobyCallett.com, Oaks and Derby Day, and when will your stuff be up?
Okay, we'll have full card Oaks and full card Derby.
Okay.
And they will both be up. Both cards will be up by Thursday evening. This way the bets that carry over from Friday to Saturday you'll have in your hands when you're playing on Friday. And any purchase, I'll throw in my three key plays at Gulfstream for those days, because, you know, in between the races at Churchill, they have a little bit of time.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want people to, you know, to have to sit on their hands, so to speak.
You're here to help, right, Toby?
That's it. You know, one-stop shopping.
All right. 10 races today at Gulfstream. Post time down there, a little under 20 minutes at 1:10 Eastern. What's the weather like in South Florida today?
Well, that's the thing. It's cloudy, but it's okay. But something must have happened down south because they've taken races 2 and 5 off the grass. They are running 9 and 10 on the grass.
Okay.
And 9 is part of your coast-to-coast, and it's also going to be the radio play. And in here, it's the 2. Her name is Choose Joy. Loves the course. Trainer-jock combo is a very good one at that. Choose Joy had some trouble in the most recent. Gets the money today. The 3, Call Me Spicy. The 8, St. Pat's Day. And the 5, Talking Tipsy, round out the gimmicks. 2, 3, 8, 5 will get live for more money in today's ninth at Gulfstream.
I thought you were going to say that's no jive, but I'll take it. Anyway,
no
Toby Callett says take number 2, Choose Joy, Gulfstream Park's ninth race. Post time for that, 5:21 Eastern. And once again, full card Friday, Saturday, Oaks Day, Derby Day, Churchill Downs, available at your website Thursday early evening, correct?
Yes, sir.
Toby, have a great day. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. John, I know a lot of people looking forward to seeing you over at the South Point for your Derby seminar the night before Friday, this coming Friday, 6 o'clock with John Lindo and Ralph Sirocco. It's always a lot of fun interacting with folks. But please, if you folks are going to the South Point, give John a little bit of space on Derby Day. Don't badger him unduly. Allow him to do what he's got to do, and that is try to make some money.
Well, free to badger me, Mike. I hide in the room, so no one's finding me.
I know you told me that last year. I had to get the hell out of there. I can't even think.
Well, listen, I take time from people. I always talk to
I know.
Them. I try to help people as much as I can. It's only a race. It's only one day, and life goes on. More important things.
Very much so. 9 of them today at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go?
Let's look at the third race today, 6 furlongs on the turf. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Beer Money. A 3-year-old call from the Doug O'Neill barn, Edward Maldonado, aboard to ride. This horse ran a big figure, 3 starts back on the grass. Last time out, he came back on too quick a turnaround. Now he's got some time. I think he's going to get a great trip in here. Number 4, Beer Money. Wins today's third race. Eat a pizza, save a taco for Doug O'Neill. Number 4, Beer Money, third race.
Remember Mike Pegram had that horse, pizza and beer? Stakes winner. Yeah. Edwin Maldonado, owned by Ty Leatherman, Doug O'Neill, the trainer. Hey, these guys have fun, and you got to have it in this life, John.
Absolutely, Mike. Life is too short, too much crap going on in this world, and it's a bad situation for everybody, but hopefully things will get better. And by the way, Mike, a terrific interview with Frank Laramani. You just got to love it. I mean, he's just an honest guy. He tells it.
Oh, my God.
I just picture him in that wrestling suit.
Can't
it's
you?
A little scary, but...
This little kid who was incorrigible, his dad said, you're going to... I remember I used to get threatened with that. My mom and dad didn't have the money, but it was a threat, you know. Going to military school, Frank in this wrestling outfit. Attack, attack. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. All right, JONHARDOON.com. Once again, set the table for the upcoming weekend today as well.
Well, today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections. Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time, the Friday and Saturday Derby selections. The whole cards will be available Tuesday night after 6 p.m.
And then with all the logistical problems you had last year, do you have a direct flight to Vegas this time?
I certainly do, Mike. They wouldn't get me to switch flights for all the tea in China.
I know that was a little rough last year. John, listen, enjoy Vegas. I'll be in touch with you all and looking forward to being on air here Saturday with Bob Ike and John Lindo and company. It should be a lot of fun up there.
It always is. Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well, and we will talk during the week.
All right. All the best. Once again, my thanks to Jake Rich inside here at the Big A. Angels Twins 107, Angels on Deck, 12 noon with Trent Rush. Does a tremendous job before and after each and every game. Listen, folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great Kentucky Derby. We'll talk to you next Sunday. For everybody involved, I'm Mike Willman. So long, everybody.
Listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
This is SportsCenter.
The coverage underway on ABC for the Knicks and 76ers. New York with a 2-1 series lead. Knicks center Mitchell Robinson out with a left ankle sprain. After that one, also on ABC and...